We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, sports fans. Bancorp South knows no matter where you are in life, there's nothing quite like game day. That's why our team of experts is committed to providing the financial resources you need for those tense moments and big wins. Bancorp South is right where you are and proud to be part of your team. Visit BancorpSouth.com/gameday for more information. Member FDIC.
Well, hi, everybody. This is John Cox, and welcome into another edition of Inside Southern Miss Athletics, our weekly podcast that takes you behind the scenes of Golden Eagle Athletics. And we've got a good show for you today. We're going to spend some time here in a moment with our Director of Athletics, Jeremy McClain, spend some time with the Associate Head Coach for Golden Eagle Basketball, Kyle Rohn, and wrap things up with the Executive Senior Associate AD for Student Athlete Services, E.K. Franks. So good show, and as always, start off with Jeremy McClain. And Jeremy, let's talk about the past weekend for Golden Eagle football. Another good crowd for homecoming. A lot of great things going on campus. Unfortunately, the Golden Eagles didn't come out on top in that ball game against UAB, but still a good weekend for Golden Eagle athletics and Golden Eagle football.
Yeah, always a good weekend when you have wonderful weather and you get an opportunity to compete. You know, like you said, unfortunately, it did not go the way we wanted it to, and it was a tough go of it. You know, especially when you're playing a rival like UAB and they get the better of you. But it was a good day. A lot of positive things happening kind of around campus as we continue to try to get better. So we appreciate our fans continuing to show up and be supportive, our students who continue to show up and be supportive. And, you know, so our folks are working hard every day to try to make sure we reward them for that. And, you know, so this bye week, I think, is really coming at a good time for us where we can we're pretty banged up. And I think that's been well documented. And our coaches are trying to work around that and kind of through that and make adjustments. But a good time for us to heal up a little bit, be able to catch our breath, get our legs back under us, and get ready to travel to Middle Tennessee here in another week.
You know, I think our fans, too, they know that's what's going on. They know we got guys that are banged up, and it's kind of a tough time right now. But the encouraging thing is they continue to support Coach Will Hall. They continue to support this football team.
Yeah, and that doesn't go unnoticed, and it's very appreciated. And I realize people are frustrated, and, you know, we have a passionate fan base. I'd probably be disappointed if they weren't frustrated. And I'm frustrated. Coaches are frustrated. Players. So that's human nature. And so, but I'm thankful that they've continued to show up and support and have some level of understanding that, hey, you know, this it's kind of what we're dealing with right now is we're in a little bit of a rebuild process, and we've had some pretty decimating injuries. And you know, and those are things that we can't always control. And so what we have to do is continue to work to get better and continue to fight. And I promise you, I get to see it every day. Our staff and our players are they've had a fantastic approach to doing just that. And it will pay dividends. You know, I think the only question right now is when will we see those dividends? And we can't always control that either. It's just a matter of continuing to put in the work and get better in every way we can.
An open date for the Golden Eagle football team, that'll be good, kind of recharge the batteries, maybe get some of those guys that are banged up back healthy again. But a good time maybe for an open date for the Eagles, then go back on the road up to Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, I think so, John. I think it's sometimes a bye week's fall at the right time. I think this is the right time for us. You know, like you said, kind of get our legs back under us. We'll go up and play, you know, a tough Middle Tennessee squad. And you know, sometimes, too, it's when you're having stretches like this, it's not the worst thing in the world to get away from home and just go on the road where you can kind of focus on you and your team. So I'm you know, looking forward to that opportunity for our guys and our coaches.
Well, not a slow time around athletics and around the campus of Southern Miss. Baseball's officially kind of started their fall workouts. We've still got the volleyball, the cross country, soccer, all those things are still going on. So still plenty going on around the campus.
Yeah, it is. It's been a busy time for us here this fall. Like you said, volleyball has been in full swing. Beach volleyball this past weekend had a full day of scrimmages with several teams here on campus and kind of getting going. Baseball's had some scrimmages here over the past week. Softball, you know, was in full swing. We're kind of wrapping up their fall practice, actually, and have played several fall games. You got soccer that's, you know, really having a great season, had a big time win, you know, this past week against Rice. First time in program history that we've beaten Rice. So just a lot of good things happening there. Across country, you know, basketball's about to start. They've started practice. Our golf teams are working on finishing up their fall season. So a lot of things happening, a lot of positive things, John, you know, just from a standpoint of really being competitive. You know, I mentioned our golf teams as well, being competitive on that national stage you know, making some movements and continuing to prove. So there's a lot of those small wins kind of across campus for us. And those are the things we have to continue to build on, and it's exciting to see that. And I think we are making some real progress.
Basketball, as you said, is they're beginning their workouts, and it won't be but a couple of weeks till the guys, the Golden Eagles, will play an exhibition game against your alma mater, Delta State.
Yeah, that's going to be that'll be fun for me to see. You know, it's hard to believe that it's here. You know, it's kind of joke this morning in one of our meetings that I feel like time really doesn't exist for us during this stretch. And late fall, early spring, it just is all a little bit of a blur because we have so much going on. But, you know, it's excited about our basketball programs getting that opportunity to kind of get back on the court. Last year was so disjointed, especially for basketball. Couldn't let crowds in. You know, we had a very limited crowd size. We had to keep people spread out. And we still have some COVID protocols, don't get me wrong. But, you know, we from a standpoint of really getting back to feeling more like normal, getting our students back in the games and those kind of things, I think that's going to go a long way to really energizing our programs. And they both have, I think, done a really good job of continuing to improve, address, you know, roster challenges and able to provide some depth, add some depth. And so excited about both of those programs getting started and kind of liking what we're seeing so far.
Jeremy McLean visiting with us, our director of athletics, as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Sticking with basketball, their schedules, as I've looked at them, really good schedules, a lot of good home games, non-conference, and, of course, conference games. How involved are you in the basketball schedules for both the men and the women?
Yeah, somewhat. So not as involved as football. We do have a lot of conversation, as we do with other sports. But, you know, it's more for them as we look at the non-conference piece. It's trying to you know, get some quality home games, as you mentioned, which can be really difficult, and then trying to manage that road piece and you know, are we going to play in a tournament? Where is that going to be? You know, what's that look like financially? And so those are the conversations we have, and then we kind of do that in tandem with our coaches. And you know, usually it's a pretty easy process. They kind of know what the expectations are, and so they're you know, all their work is kind of geared towards, hey, here's what we want our schedule to look like, here's what number of home games we're trying to get, and so really it's minimal conversation, but we definitely have a lot of communication on hey, here's the expectation now, yes or no to these kind of things as we move forward.
Both our men's and women's basketball teams, well, they probably travel as much as anybody. That was quite a challenge a year ago for both of those teams. A little bit maybe more normal this year. Hopefully, keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, let's hope so. And I'm excited about that. I think last year was unfair in a lot of ways to our programs, but I think felt like basketball kind of really got the short end of the stick when you can't get people into the building and can't really create that level of excitement. And then you go on the road and you experience the same thing, right? You're playing a lot of empty facilities, and that's just not the way it should be. And so so we're going to push hard to get crowds back into Reed Green and create that right type of experience for them, and hopefully, like you said, have a much more normal year.
And from the standpoint of games being played, basketball was playing Friday, Saturday ball games, which I know was not real popular. Had to be done that way, but not very popular with the coaches.
Yeah, that's right. And again, kind of one of those things that just created a different set of challenges and maybe not fair in some ways. But, you know, back to the Thursday, Saturday schedule now, and looking forward to that. And our coaches kind of, you know, getting back into their groove of having some prep time and not playing the same opponent, you know, in back-to-back days, which obviously could be a real challenge.
You mentioned earlier baseball. Baseball is in the midst of their fall workouts, and, you know, got a lot of guys back, 5 or 6 year guys like a Gabe Montenegro and guys like that. But should be an exciting year for Southern Miss baseball.
It should be, you know, and we really had a relatively young squad last year. And we're competing against some squads that have had some guys, 5 and 6 year guys, and so, you know, really excited. We got some big shoes to fill on the mound and in the lineup as well. But really got a lot of guys coming back. They've got a ton of at bats at this level and innings under their belt. So excited about what that looks like, and just some really good depth in some key places. And so excited about that group, what Coach Barry and his staff have done, and trying to you know, continue to build that program into a national contender. And just really excited about what that roster looks like, and kind of what we're seeing from the fall. And you know, and they signed a really good class. Make sure we don't dismiss that. Not only do we have a lot of guys coming back, but we added some really talented young men to that group as well.
I know last year they, for the most part, had to end up playing the weekend ball games, not a lot of midweek games, but those are going to make a comeback this year, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, Coach Barry's been working hard with his schedule to try to make that, balance that out and make it make sense. But definitely moving back to the 3-game weekends and more midweek games throughout the year, which I think our folks will welcome. There were probably some advantages to playing 4 on the weekend, but from a coaching standpoint, definitely created some real challenges. And so look forward to getting back to what's a quote-unquote more normal-type schedule.
Our director of athletics, Jeremy McLean, visiting with us as we go inside Southern Miss athletics. You had a baseball career, a great baseball career at Delta State. When you see some of the things that are done now in college baseball than maybe they were 10 or 15 years ago, you probably kind of wish sometimes you were still playing on this in this era of baseball in college.
In some ways, John, but I tell you what, when I saw that statistic, that graphic the other day where 5 or 6 of our guys were touching 95, I'm not sure that I would have gotten many innings in, because we didn't quite throw that hard back when I was playing. Things have changed a lot. And I think for the better, the science of the game has gotten so much better. What we do with our bodies, how we maximize our potential, whether it be on the mound or whether it be at the plate. There's some things I'm not crazy about sometimes. We kind of where we've gone from a lot of swing and miss type stuff. But the game has just changed, and I think most of that's for the better. And I think it's you know, baseball is a wonderful game, and you know, just being able to see our guys, and last year was fun because we got to see them really grow up as the season went on, and to finish the way they did, I think left a lot of people excited about what the future looks like, and so yeah, I love the game, love to see our guys compete, and Although it's definitely changed, I think guys just continue to get better and better and at kind of refining their craft, and it's fun to see that.
Christian Ostrander was on with us a couple of weeks ago on this show, and he talked about, I don't know the exact number, but say there's 16 pitchers maybe on the Golden Eagles staff. He said about 13 of them are all 90-plus, and when you were playing, you were probably a guy that was getting over 90 miles an hour, but not a lot of guys were doing that back then.
No, there weren't many, and really I was very seldom one of those guys, but yeah, you know, if we had guys throwing 90-plus, it was a major deal. But that's just changed. I mean, you know, now, like you said, it's really most of the staff that's running it up there above 90, which, and again, the hitters adapt and the game shifts and changes. And it's, these guys are growing up kind of, like I said, refining their craft, focusing on baseball a lot of times and really putting in the resources. And they've got access to a lot of things that maybe we didn't have. So, again, it's been fun to watch it continue to grow. And these guys do some pretty amazing things. And as a fan of the game, it's really fun to watch.
Jeremy, I know when the football season gets started, some of the stuff that's being discussed before the season kind of disappears a little bit. But what are some of those things that are still kind of on the table that are being discussed in the inner circles about college football and what changes there might be in the future?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously one of the big things that continues to evolve is the name, image, and likeness process. We've kind of seen, yeah, people have seen that in the public, kind of what that's becoming. I do have my concerns about that, I would say. But I think it's good for our student athletes to have access to that. But my concerns more lie in, hey, how do we make sure that we're doing this the right way and that we protect our student athletes? I do think we've got some movement within the NCAA from the standpoint of what do our rules look like, the constitutional convention that's going to happen here in short order, and how do we need to make adjustments to make our rules make sense? And so over the course of time, we've added rules and exceptions to rules, and now we've got this huge manual that is difficult to manage, right, and create some situations that aren't ideal. And so how do we narrow that down but still protect our student athletes, protect the integrity of what we're doing, but make it where we can function and NCAA can function a little more nimbly? And so I think that's a big issue that's coming at us too. And of course the conference realignment piece, I don't feel like I even have to mention that. It's on everyone's mind. It's kind of front and center of what's happening across the landscape. And I think that will continue for a little while. I don't think that's something we're going to put to bed right away. I think some things will happen, but I think that's something that may carry on for quite some time. So it's something we're going to have to get used to. And as I've said from the beginning, our focus is going to be trying to be as good as we can be. And I do think there are a lot of positive things happening on our campus in this department that are going to position us to do really great things. Sometimes it's hard when you're in the middle of it to appreciate that. But I have the advantage of kind of seeing what's happening behind the scenes, and there's a lot of good things happening. We're going to be in a great spot, and we're just going to continue to get better as a program.
All right. Well, hey, thanks as always for your visit each week with us and taking us behind the scenes. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and we are looking forward to what's coming up in the future for Golden Eagle Athletics.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
All right. That's our Director of Athletics, Jeremy McLean, taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. When we come back, we'll talk Golden Eagle basketball with Kyle Roan. Kyle will visit with us when we come back. Southern Miss Athletics inside the program here on our podcast. Back in a moment.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Pine Belt Trophy is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and has been an Eagles supporter for over 20 years. Pine Belt Trophy offers laser engraving, glass etching, and engraving for specialty items and all of your trophy and award needs. Pine Belt Trophy is conveniently located at 905 Hardy Street. Call Jimmy Moore at 601-582-9273. Pine Belt Trophy says go Eagles and Southern Miss to the top.
Today tastes like a sunny day. Like firing up the senses. and cooling them down with an ice cold coat. Today tastes like a well-oiled grill. Like it smells so good, you can't help yourself.
Hey, it's not ready yet.
Like hands dipping in an ice bucket. Today tastes like a Sunday ritual. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
C-Spire 5G. We're building a fast, powerful 5G network to bring you faster phones. You heard right. C-Spire 5G. Phones faster. Saying anything more would be... C-Spire 5G. Faster phones. No bull. For a limited time, get our best 5G phone free with trade-in.
And welcome back, everybody, to Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Going to turn our attention to Golden Eagle basketball and spend some time with a guy that's not a stranger to anybody, Kyle Roan, the associate head coach here at Southern Miss. And he's going to take us behind the scenes of Golden Eagle basketball. And Kyle, great to have you with us. Before we talk about this team, though, let's just talk a little bit about your history. You've had several stints here now at Southern Miss, so it seems like you've been here a long time. But Southern Miss basketball is kind of what you really love.
Well, appreciate you having me, John, number one. But, yeah, I do have a very fond belief in Southern Miss as a whole, as a graduate of Southern Miss. And you alluded to the fact of me having the good fortune, and I call it that, having the good fortune of being able to work here under several different tenures. And I take pride in that. I think it's great people at Southern Miss around our campus and our community. It's home for me. So many positives, and totally invested in trying to make Southern Miss be the best athletic program, in particular best basketball program, that I can be a part of.
You came here, I guess, first to work with James Green. But prior to that, were you a Golden Eagle fan? Did you come to Golden Eagle basketball games when you were growing up?
You know, I did. I grew up as a son of a coach. And, you know, I was here in all kind of different deals. I can still remember it being a big thing as a young kid, 6 or 7 years old, when I was in a Elks free throw shooting contest. And, you know, I thought it was a big thing to get to shoot on the Coliseum baskets. And then fast forward a little bit, you know, growing up, as I mentioned, son of a coach, so coming to a lot of games, seeing basketball here at the Coliseum and following it as a college sport, and then obviously getting into it and kind of, you know, getting the opportunity to be here. Then at that point, it was really just a bonus to a guy like me who grew up in this area.
Give everybody kind of a sense of where you've been and when you were there in your coaching career.
Well, I went to Forest County Agriculture High School, and was kind of just a, you know, in that era, you know, you were just kind of a good athlete, kind of in multiple sports, and had the fortune of being a basketball player at Pearl River Community College under Coach Richard Mathis. And you know, once my limit got done there, and I lived my whole life wanting to be a coach, so Coach Mathis allowed me to go straight from there and gave me my first job as an assistant at Pearl River Community College. And through that, I got to meet Coach Green through them recruiting our program, with him being with Coach Floyd and Iowa State, Alabama, those type stops where he was. And then when he got the job here about mid-90s, I think it was like 96, that, you know, I was – was able to get on his first staff, and from there it's just kind of been, you know, the coaching carousel at that point in terms of where I've been. But that's kind of how I first arrived at Southern Miss as an employee.
It had to be exciting to know that you were at Southern Miss, you put that sport coat on for the first time and on the sidelines at Reed Green Coliseum coaching the Golden Eagles.
You know, I can't describe to anybody really, and I don't even know that my family knows how exciting that was. And you know, just the time to grow up seeing it and then to experience it, because getting into Division I coaching is not easy, and it's not easy and it's very hard. So I obviously looked to it as a chance where I had a great opportunity and very blessed, and never looked back at that of understanding how important, how huge that opportunity was to coaching. And the next thing is, I've got friends in Division I coaching, and they're miles and miles and hours from their Division One coaching a job, you know, and that's another good fortune about being at Southern Miss. I'm here basically at home, and that doesn't happen a lot in Division One. So I've been really blessed, John. Southern Miss has been so good to me. The people here at Southern Miss that's been through, and the people that I've worked for, have been extremely good, and I love my opportunity.
You have been back several times, though. It seems like whenever we get a new coach, they sort of call on Kyle Rowan because they know the kind of coach you are, the kind of recruiter you are, and how much you love Southern Miss.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with how much I love it, and I think a lot of it in coaching it, you like to have some people that are a certain amount of people on staff that are familiar with the area. I think that's kind of come into play a little bit. So, again, I consider myself very fortunate, you know, to have gotten hired by Coach Green, Coach Sadler, and Coach Ladner at Southern Miss. So can't thank those guys enough, and all the other people that have helped me to get to those positions also.
Well, let's talk about coming back now with Coach Ladner. You had been with him at Southeastern Louisiana. He gets the job here. Was there ever any doubt that you were coming with him to Southern Miss?
That's kind of a long story and as a whole, John, but any doubt about coming to Southern Miss at the timing of it? Probably not. Career-wise, I had a huge decision to make. I've got some very, very good people in athletic administration at Southeastern Louisiana that gave me a chance there, and I had to make a decision for what was best at my family for my family at that time, and what was best for me at that time was coming to join Coach Ladner's staff and to be in Hattiesburg. Had an ailing father at the time, and it just gave me a chance to be around and also to kind of continue mine and Coach Ladner's connection through basketball. So I was excited to get back, and at the time it was the right thing for me.
Visiting with Kyle Rowan, he's the associate head coach here at Southern Miss, spending some time with us talking Golden Eagle basketball. Eagles in action in just a couple of weeks, where they open up the season with an exhibition game against Delta State. All right, talk about kind of building this Golden Eagle program. As you and Coach Ladner got here, what were some of your goals? What were you going to try to do to try to get this program back to where you want it to be?
Well, obviously the people that were before us did a tremendous job to probably work through a very tumultuous time in Southern Miss basketball. So we wanted to, and it was coming off of a great year, a 20-win season. So the one thing it did have, Coach Sadler's roster was very senior laden. So we had to work on replacing it. So when we were trying to build that roster, we had to take some guys that had to get into Division One and make that transition that a lot of people don't know that how tough that is coming from junior college or high school. And then you fast forward you a little bit, and then you have COVID year. So really could really be beneficial to us. And that's probably what your next question is going to be. But with that, and with us signing so many new guys with so many openings when we got here in terms of scholarships, then the thing I think about this team is the experience that we have that we can hang our hat on with basically 8 returning players, John, that got to play a lot last year with a COVID year, and then basically the way the NCAA rule is, they all were granted a redshirt year, a free year, so to speak. So that experience that we got by playing last year, I think, is got to be kind of our anchor this year, and then adding some signees in with that group is what we've got to kind of mold together this year.
Well, nothing's going to be like that COVID-19 year, playing Friday and Saturday ball games back-to-back, and not a lot of fans wherever you went to play. The travel was crazy, so hopefully a little bit more normal this year.
Yes, and again, I'm spinning it to a positive. We made it through, obviously, a world pandemic, and we made it through, and the people here at Southern Miss obviously helped with that. Great people to navigate through COVID-19. But spinning it like I did is all of those games we did play. Yes, being it without fans and the normal fanfare of a college basketball game, but the experience we get now, we kind of get a restart, so to speak, with that roster with a few additions, and now we can go back to your normalcy that you're speaking, with dance teams on the end lines and fans in the stand, and our bench is even back to normal than a lot of things, and the days in between games. We can go on and on about the changes now that we get to reverse back to normal, and I think everybody's excited about it.
Talk about some of the guys that are back from a year ago.
You know, I think the ones that stand out are you got to kind of probably start with Tyler Stevenson, because it seems like he's been here a long, long time, and which I think is a benefit to us. Tyler's had great success in this league with you know, almost a double-double year in terms of conference play last year, and a guy that brings it every single day. You know, you gotta kind of talk about him. You gotta bring in some guys that had success last year from our guard position, and they were playing a little bit out of position, but a Jerron Pierre, a Tay Hardy, you know, they're going to be very experienced and got a chance to play a lot. And now with the addition of some point guards that we've brought in, we'll get to move them and let them play off the ball a little more. A DeAndre Pinckney, a guy that returned and stayed hurt a little bit last year early, but kind of got going late. Denaje Harris, a guy that's kind of a utility player if we were listing it on a baseball roster, that plays and gives us energy, and kind of a guy that offensively and defensively is very versatile. And Tyler Moorman, as I thought, has had a really good preseason in terms of adding a little bit because of his size and what he can give us from there. And then you've got guys that are just kind of every day without missing anything. You got a Jeff Armstrong that practices hard every day, and a Mark Yoxson that's, you know, one of our international players that really is kind of a specialty. And those guys that bring it every day are special to us.
How about some newcomers that we're going to see play for the Golden Eagles this year? This is, by the way, Kyle Roan visiting with us. He's the associate head coach for Southern Miss basketball. But a few of the guys that maybe fans will be seeing for the first time.
You know, when you look at our roster, as I alluded to, with Tay Hardy and Jerron Pierre being able to play off the ball, we were very intentional about getting some guard play, in particular some point guard play. And when you look at our – if you look at our four signees – we've got two portal guys, which means transfer from four-year institutions, and then we've got a high school young man, and then a junior college transfer. So we kind of had a very diverse look in our signing class. But what we've got out of those is three of those are points and or combos that can do a little bit of both. And starting with a high school young man is Rashad Bolden, a kid out of St. Andrews High School, won multiple state championships, just a winner, big-time intangibles, solid person, just all the things that embody what we would like a Southern Miss basketball player to be. So he's come in, and he's made the transition really, really good from high school. He's had a great preseason in terms of going through and making it through the transition to Division I. Then the junior college transfer at that position is Waylon Napper, has played at Dodge City Community College in Kansas, comes with us from there, where he, one of the things that stands out is he through the junior college basketball, he averaged almost 9 assists a game, and which means he, you know, obviously knows how to get the ball where it needs to be, which is special, and he has a very, very great basketball mind in terms of knowing how to play the game and making people around him better. And then one of our Division I transfers from the portal is Marvon Arnold, and we call him Mo. And Mo is a guy that's kind of a local guy, played high school at Picayune High School, and signed out of high school to play in Jacksonville University in Jacksonville, Florida, which ironically was our first game of the year last year. And he had a really good game against us. And so it was a chance there at spring with COVID that he came back close to home, and we were fortunate to get him on our roster. He again, is just like the Rashad and Waylon that I mentioned. He embodies everything that we want out of that position and a player, and he makes teammates better. And our fourth guy being Isaiah Moore, which is a Division I transfer from St. John University in the Big East. But he also has some ties here because he played on the great Pearl River team that went undefeated and finished number one in the country the COVID year. So he has some familiarity with here, and he had great success in the league. So his length and athleticism is going to really add to our team. So we're excited about those four additions.
Kyle, thank you for visiting with us. I know it's going to be an exciting year, opening up with an exhibition game against Delta State, but a tough non-conference schedule for the Golden Eagles.
It is. You know, those games are always good for us because it gives us a little dress rehearsal heading into that opener November 9th. And we'll have back-to-back home games November 9th against William Carey and November 12th against probably the most talented Sun Belt team that will be arguably picked number one in a lot of polls is Louisiana Lafayette, which will be in here Friday the 12th. So that Tuesday and Friday will be a huge, huge first week for us as we enter this season.
All right. Hey, thanks for the visit. Looking forward to it. I know it's going to be an exciting year for our Golden Eagle basketball. Looking forward to it. So thanks for the visit. Keep up the good work and have a good year.
Thanks, John.
All right, that is Kyle Rowe, the associate head coach for Golden Eagle basketball, giving us some of the inside scoop as we go inside Southern Miss basketball. When we come back, we'll sit down with E.K. Franks, the Executive Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Athlete Services. E.K. is our guest. When we come back, this is Inside Southern Miss Athletics.
Okay, my name's not Smokey, and I'm certainly not a bear, but I do come bearing an important message regarding wildfires. If it's a windy day, don't burn, and make sure you're not under a burn ban. Because like the slogan says, only you can prevent wildfires. I know, it sounds better when he says it. So pretend it came from a big furry bear in a ranger hat. And visit msforestry.com for more wildfire prevention tips. A message from the Mississippi Forestry Commission through a grant from the USDA Forest Service.
So much has changed about our lives, the way we shop, play, work, and learn, especially how we experience healthcare. Today and always, Forest General Hospital is doing everything possible to ensure your health and safety. The experienced team of professionals provides the latest treatment options with the warmth and compassion you deserve. We do what is best for our patients. It's our mission. It is why we are here. Forest General Hospital. Warm service, safe environment, exceptional care. Visit ForestGeneral.com for more information.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. To find out how Shelter can be there for you, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
And welcome back, everybody, to Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Going to turn our attentions now to a guy that has a lot to do with what goes on around the athletic department here at Southern Miss. That's E.K. Franks. He's the Executive Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Athlete Services. And E.K., before we talk about what you do at Southern Miss, which we may not have time to talk about everything you do, talk a little bit about what your journey's been like, where you kind of been in athletics, and how you sort of wound up at Southern Miss.
Oh, gosh, that probably take up the whole segment just in that. Let's just start off on the coaching side of it. I started off coaching high school at Heritage Hall High School back in 1996. I had Wes Welker in high school. Kansas State was recruiting him in high school, and I was a strength coach as well. And so Kansas State hired me as a strength coach, and I wanted to coach, so Coach Snyder moved me to an academic counselor. So I was an academic counselor for football, and then I could be a volunteer coach and things like that. Left there, went and coached defensive line at Texas State. Was on the staff to change the name from Southwest Texas to Texas State and designed the new logo there. It's the same person that designed that logo, designed the Iowa Hawkeye and the Kansas State Wildcat logo. Left there, went to Wisconsin. Brett Bilman and me were together at Kansas State, and he went to be Barry Alvarez's DC. So I went as a GA for Brett Bilman up there. Got out of coaching for a while. Got back in it at Delta State, and it was interesting. I was doing financial stuff out in Arizona, Scottsdale, and a friend of mine called me to take the D-line coach at Delta State, said he needed D-line strength coach. I said, Delta State? Where's Cleveland, Mississippi at? I was like, so I'm looking at this map, but I wanted to coach. I wanted to get back in. It had an itch. Got back in it, and that day I met two people that influenced me since then. I met my future wife the first day as I was doing my paperwork, and I met Jeremy McLean, our athletic director. So did that. left Delta State, went to Southeastern Louisiana, left Southeastern, went to University of Arkansas in charge of recruiting, went to the University of Florida in charge of recruiting, went to University of Kentucky in charge of recruiting. Jeremy was like, hey, it's time for you to move to the administration side. He got me to come to Troy, and he did me a great favor. I get to Troy in January. Bought the house in March. April, he walked in and said he's going to Southern Miss. So I was like, wow. So, but it's been a good journey. He brought me over here February of 20. I loved it ever since. So
your journey to Southern Miss really had to be, you had to find a place to kind of set down some roots. You had to be somewhere, right? Instead of, your wife probably said, hey, we're traveling too much. Let's find a place.
Well, she's a good Vicksburg, Mississippi girl. So, you know, the first time she had been out of Mississippi is when we got married and I took her to Arkansas. So she moved about four times since then. So her and Jeremy actually hired her as a cheer coach at Delta State. And so it's funny because we all know each other. Me, Jeremy, Christy, which is Jeremy's wife, and my wife, Angela, all know each other pretty well. But it was, like you said, it was come home and stay, you know, for a while.
So when Jeremy hired you, what was kind of what he wanted you to do? Did he bring you in for anything specifically or just to be kind of a guy that would kind of be over a little bit of everything?
Well, when the biggest thing he knows is I'm about preparing a student athlete. Let's take care of them. You know, when I was at Kansas State, I was over champs and life skills there. Here, the student athlete services are student athlete development program, things that touch an athlete. And he knew my fight for that and my passion for that. And so that's kind of what he brought me in. It was, you know, I'm the sports administrator for football, but I oversee things that touch the athlete. So strength training, athletic training, our mental health, their equipment, all those things, nutrition, those are the things I oversee that affect the student athlete. And then the most important thing to me that I oversee is our student athlete development program, which to me prepare them for the rest of their life.
Is that something at some point you decided that was important, that was kind of your love, that's what I want to do, I want to be the advocate for the student athlete?
It's funny. I would have never thought that as far as a job. When I was a coach, those were the things that gravitated me. Teaching them financial stuff, you know, things that I wasn't taught at their age. If somebody would have taught me, hey, if you save this much and invest it, this is where you'll be when you're 40, I would have learned and did that. But just to teach them things that I learned through the years, hey, this is how you got to communicate with people. You know, this is how you know, nowadays they like to communicate how they text. You know, we all know as adults that doesn't work. But just to teach them things like that, here's time management, here's organization, here's things that make you successful in school, but also make you successful in life. Here's how you dress for success. Here's how you dress for an interview. So different programs that we do that can get them to be successful in life and then become leaders of our community and the next set of leaders for our generations.
E.K. Franks is visiting with us. He's the Executive Senior Associate AD for Student Athlete Services here at Southern Miss. Give us an example, maybe, if you can, of something that you've kind of put in regards to the student athlete since you've been here.
Well, so for us, we're partnering with the FIRST, and they're doing our financial education. Every semester, they're doing a hour and a half to 2 hour seminar with different groups. And we split it up from first year, second year, third year, and fourth year student athletes. And the reason is that for that is we all know as a freshman coming in, it's about budgeting. It's about how to look at an application. But when you're fourth year leaving, you know, your credit score better be developed. You better know how to invest in stocks or invest in things, your 401k, understanding those. So we break it up. So to me, the financial education is one of our top deals that we have here.
And I would think the student athletes at first maybe are a little leery about getting involved in something like that. But by the time they're a junior or a senior, they're probably pretty thankful that you taught them self or got to teach them those kinds of things.
Between that and our career services, you know, we partner a lot on campus with Rusty. And he helps us out in the career service. So between the financial and the career service, so teaching them how to interview for jobs, teaching them when they get money to take care of their money. So them, to me, those are the two top things we all know about.
I'm sure the student athlete, throughout all the athletes that we have at Southern Miss, probably something they've never really thought about until somebody brings it to their attention.
Oh, it's funny to see their eyes when they think about, like, one of the things – one of the financial guys told him is if you save $166 a month, it's just starting at 19 years old, where they would be in their 40s by investing that in something that returned 10% over 20 years, 30 years. It's just so funny to me to see their eyes go, that's how much money, you know? And I'm like, yeah, don't buy those shoes or don't buy those Beats. You know, let's put that money away and go from there. So that's a real important thing.
And probably more important than ever now because of the name, image, and likeness stuff that's going on.
Oh, most definitely. And that's the next topic that we'll be talking about, Major. You know, our compliance office does a good job with educating them about that. But that's the next step that you're going to start to see in student-athlete development. You know, right now, another big thing that we do is mental health. You know, I know everybody's, the last 2 years been crazy for everybody. We're one of the first group of five schools that have a full-time mental health person under our student athlete, but that's, we want to take care of the complete student athlete.
And it sounds, the way you're talking, that the university has sort of gotten involved in this as well. So they see the importance of not only the regular students, but the student athletes to make sure they're successful when they finish up here.
Oh, no doubt. We could not do that with Dr. Bennett's help and guiding us in this stuff, and Jeremy McLean as our AD and the leader. Our mental health, people see that. They see the importance of financial education, of developing the total athlete, most definitely.
Well, that's obviously takes up a lot of your time. What are some other areas, though, you're involved in that folks would be interested in hearing about?
Well, the day-to-day of football is its own interesting thing as well. that tends to float. You know, when you're looking at the budget for football and you're looking at strength training and you look at, you know, I think people underestimate how much athletic training is involved with all, you know, we got 375 athletes, and athletic training, strength, touch all of them. And so, and equipment as well. So it's not that I just work with football. I'm working with every sport and every student athlete. And another thing that I oversee is our student athlete advisory committee, our SAC program, which is our leaders of athletics. And it's a big, big deal to me and close to my heart as well.
We are visiting with E.K. Franks, Executive Senior Associate AD for Student Athlete Services here at Southern Miss. Nice enough to visit with us today on Inside Southern Miss Athletics. I would think there's got to be a number, even though you have been here a long time yet, there are a number of student athletes who probably come back after the fact and say, hey, I'm glad you taught us that, or I wish maybe I had paid a little more attention to that.
We've had some of that already. You know, what's been interesting is the financial and the budgeting is one of the top things that gravitates to them. You know, they think about that. Of course, you know, when we get thrown out in that real world and we got to start paying our own bills, things change. And so that's been a big key. And then also them and their nutrition. You know, got a lot of them laugh about, you know, we talk to them about make sure you're eating proper and doing things like that. And then when they go out on their own, the first thing they say, ooh, eating healthy is expensive. So, yes, we do get a lot of athletes come back and talk about that.
I would think, too, because of your relationship, your longtime relationship with Jeremy McLean, there are other things that come up that may not fall under anybody's realm. And he says, EK, this is you. I need you to take care of this.
I do get some. We all know those other services, other duties that you're supposed to have. We do a good job. And again, I love being at Southern Miss, and I want to see us go to another level. So anything that he asks, I have no problem getting done.
And you mentioned earlier the group of five. Of course, Southern Miss is in that group of teams. And the more of these kinds of things you probably put into practice kind of help your resume as a school, as an athletic department, when you try to make whatever jump might come up.
Yes. I mean, you know, everything nowadays, when you're talking to different people, it's about how you take care of your student athletes. Your student athletes are your best advocates for your school. And so it's definitely how you take care of them is one of the best things out there for you.
And I think our fans probably have noticed you at not just a football game, but you're at just about all the events in some way, shape, or form, whether it be softball or volleyball or beach volleyball, basketball. You're involved in just about everything.
Well, yes, and I try to support everybody, and it's one of those things, you know, COVID slowed that up. The first year, you kind of had to stay in your little bubbles. But this year, I've been a little bit more everywhere, getting to support everybody. You know, and when you're dealing with all the student athletes, you know, again, I'm touching them all with the things I oversee. So I want them to know that they can come to me, talk to me, you know, if they want advice about life, how to interview for a job, anything. My door is open always to the student athlete.
Everybody has been extremely busy during this COVID-19 era. You mentioned earlier our training program, our sports medicine program. I don't know if people even understand how many hours and how much time the folks involved in that put in the last year and a half.
Well, here's what everybody got to think about. You know, Todd McCall does a great job down there. And before the plan to bring student-athlete back to campus for the first time or to play a football season, you got to think there was probably a plan would come up. We designed something. Then the rules would change that same day. And then the next day you're doing it, maybe the day after that, they said, well, we're going to do it this way. Because nobody knew about COVID. Nobody knew what to do. And so there was probably 30, 40 changes to one single plan before we even brought football back on campus June 1st, I think, last year.
Well, you're doing a great job. We appreciate you taking time out to visit with us today on our podcast. Keep up with the good work, and let's keep it going here at Southern Miss.
I appreciate it, and Southern Miss to the top.
All right, that's E.K. Franks. He's the Executive Senior Associate AD here for Student Athlete Services at Southern Miss, taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. Thanks to Jeremy McLean, our Director of Athletics, to Kyle Roan, the Associate Head Coach for Golden Eagle Basketball, and again to E.K. Franks. That'll do it. Until next time, everybody, as always, remember the three essentials of happiness: something to do, something to love, something to hope for. Hope to have you with us next time as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.